我们同心祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，感谢你给我们又有一次机会来到你面前。
Lord, we thank thee once again for the opportunity to come into thy presence.
我们何等的喜乐，因为你把我们放在一个承受恩典的地位上。
How joyful we are because you place us in a position where we receive grace.
你让我们随时可以来到你那里。
That we can come before thee anytime.
并且与你亲近到一个地步。
And we can draw near to you.
你在我们里面，我们也在你里面。
That we are in you and you are in us.
我们感谢你，你把我们摆在地上的年日，不住的让我们有那样的操练。
We thank thee because the days you place us on earth, you train us.
操练那一天，与你在空中相遇的时候，我们是非常非常的熟练。
You train us until the day when we shall meet you in the air.And that we will be very experienced.
主，我们向你低头下拜。
Lord, we bow our head and worship thee.
因为你实在是我们的主。
Because indeed thou art our Lord.
我们到你面前来的时候，求你亲自向我们启示你的自己。
As we come into thy presence, may you reveal thyself to us.
也让我们去认识你手中所做一切的工。
And that you would allow for us to understand all the work of thy hand.
但愿你做工的方法在我们的里面是非常的明确。
And that we will be very clear within in the way which you work.
帮助我们照着你的心意来跟随你的脚踪。
Help us according to thy heart to follow thy footsteps.
感谢你，因为你是我们的主。
We thank thee because thou art our Lord.
你又是教会的头。
And thou art the head of the church.
你要借着你手中所做的叫教会成长。
Through the work of thy hand, you cause the church to grow.
但我们都能体贴你的心意。
May we be mindful of thy heart.
照着你所安排的来。显明你那荣耀的作为。
According to thy arrangement, we will manifest thy glorious work.
感谢你给我们留下四世纪。
We thank thee for leaving judges for us.
你让我们看见人的失败的起初、经过和结局。
You show us man's failures at the beginning, in the process, and the result.
主，你不仅是给我们看见。
Lord, not only do you show us.
你要救我们脱离这样的危险。
But you also deliver us from such danger.
你要用你自己全能的膀臂扶持我们走完你要我们走的路程。
And you use the might of thy arm to support us to finish the path we ought to run.
感谢你。
We thank thee.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name, Amen.
四世纪一开始就把士师初期的时候那个一般的属灵的情形。给我们打开了。
In the beginning of the book of Judges, it reveals to us the general condition of the spiritual condition during that time.
给我们很明确的看见，士师记从，或者说以色列人从进入迦南的得胜，怎么开始走向失败。
It shows us during the,for the Israelites during that time, how they enter into the land of Canaan from victory, how they gradually went toward defeat.
而我们看到他们放弃了、离弃了合一的见证。
We see that they have departed, they have forsaken this testimony of oneness.
而我们也看见他们失去了对神的依靠。
We also see that they lost their trust in God.
而我们也看见了他们用局部的遵行神的旨意作为满足。
And we have also seen that they have used keeping the Lord's command partially as a whole to satisfy themselves.
更让我们感觉很可惜的。
And even more so, what is very pitiful for us.
他们好像用着他们的诚实来作为他们在神面前已经走到完满的那个记号。
It seems as if they use the results, what their performance, as they have already finished, completely finished the course of God.
这是从那些没有给征服的民族成了他们的服苦之人，这一个点上表明了出来。
And we can see that manifested upon the point those who they have not completely destroyed and cast out, but yet have subjected them to tribute.
我们看见的人的中间，从远古到现在都是如此。人力是一个很重要的繁荣的因素。
And we can see, even from the beginning till now of man's history, that manpower, man's authority is a sign of prosperity.
现在我们却虽然不能把他们征服。
Now, even though we cannot completely conquer them.
但是他们就成了我们的奴隶。
But yet they have become our slaves.
这也差不多了嘛。
And so that's about the same.
但弟兄姊妹们，神的安排不是如此。
But brothers and sisters, that is not the arrangement of God.
神的安排是要让他们完全越过眼见的利益而成就神的定位。
God's arrangement for them is surpassing what man can see as their benefit to, for the will of God to be done.
而因着这些的情形,
and because of those conditions,
如果从属灵的角度来看当时的以色列人,
if we look at the Israelites during that time from a spiritual view,
我们就看见一个非常可怜的光景,
we can see only a very pitiful condition.
按照神的安排,
according to God's arrangement,
迦南地不应该再有一个迦南人。
In the land of Canaan, there should no longer be any Canaanites in there.
但是四世纪的起头给我们看到一个结果。
But even at the beginning of the book of Judges, we see this result.
以色列人竟然从围绕迦南人的这种光景变得他们给迦南人围绕的那一种光景。
They have shifted from the condition where they surround the Canaanites to a point where, in fact, the Canaanites are surrounding them.
那这是结果到了这样的地步，是他们进入迦南以后多少年才形成呢？
So for them to be in such a condition, how many years after they have entered into the land of Canaan that this developed?
圣经没有给我们很清楚的记载。
The scriptures did not clearly record that for us.
只是给我们笼笼统统的晓得大概是这样的时间。
But only in general, it gives us somewhat of an idea this is the time frame.
那我们今天晚上进到第二章的时候，我们就看到这方面的事了。
So as we enter into chapter 2 tonight, we'll see this thing.
以色列人既然没有按照神的那个安排往前走。
Since the Israelites did not go forward according to the arrangement of God.
那也就是说。
That is also to say.
他们那所留下的那些迦南人影响了他们。
That means then the Canaanites which the Israelites left affected them.
慢慢慢慢的。以色列人就成了一个拜偶像的民族。
Gradually, the Israelites became a nation that worshipped idols.
慢慢慢慢的，以色列人就不再认识领他们出埃及的耶和华神。
Gradually, the Israelites no longer know the Lord God who have led them out of Egypt.
那到了这样的地步，
In that condition,
第二章就说出一个事实来了。
Chapter 2 tells us of a fact.
说耶和华的使者第一节，从基甲上到波金。
It says, and an angel of the Lord came from Gilgal to Bochim.
对以色列人说了一些话。
And said some words.
那说什么话呢?
What did he say?
那就是底下的那几节的经文。
And that is the verses to come.
我先和弟兄姊妹们稍微提一下。
I just want to mention this to brothers and sisters first.
这个耶和华的使者是谁？我们不知道。
Now we don't know who this angel of the Lord is.
是先知或者是天使，我们也不知道。
Is he in fact an angel or a prophet? We don't know.
反正是那时神就差遣了一个人来到他们中间。
Regardless, God sent someone, a person, to their midst.
就跟他们说了底下的话。
And said the following words to them.
那这个人从什么地方先起？出现,
Now, when does this person first appear?
从基甲,
It is from Gilgal.
那从基甲到了什么地方?
Now, from Gilgal to where?
到了波金,
It is to Bochim.
那基甲我们知道是什么地方?
Now, we know where Gilgal is.
那基,无论从属地或者属天的这两个层面来看基甲, 这个地方都是很严肃的一个地方。
Regardless of where we look at this place, Gilgal, whether from an earthly level or a heavenly level, it is a very important place.
那弟兄姊妹，你知道了。
Brothers and sisters, you know.
如果从属灵的角度来看基甲。
If we look at Gilgal from a spiritual view.
我们就记得以色列人过了约旦河。
We remember after the Israelites crossed the River Jordan.
他们就停在基甲。
They remained at Gilgal.
但神虽然他们过了约旦河
and though they crossed the River Jordan,
神没有马上让他们去攻击迦南的任何一个城
God did not immediately allow for them to attack any of the cities in Canaan.
虽然是面对着耶利哥
and though they're facing Jericho,
那神没有下命令说去攻打
yet God did not command them to attack.
那却领着他们在这个地方做了一件事
yet allow for them, let them to do something at Gilgal.
什么事？
What is that?
行隔离。
And that is to be circumcised.
我们读约书亚记的时候是很明确的指出这样做是非常危险的一个动作。
When we study Joshua, we have already mentioned to do it at that time is very dangerous.
因为那一个时候这一个地区已经是战区了。
Because at that time, it is already in the battlefield.
他们是在敌人的面前来安营的。
And they have set tent, set camp upon the territory of the enemy.
也可以说战争是一触就发的了。
You can say the battle will take place anytime.
那这种形势的底下
And so under such circumstances,
你怎么可以叫那些壮丁都行隔离？
How can you tell the young man to be circumcised?
因为当时行隔离的那些全不都是在旷野里边出生的。
Because all those who are circumcised are those who were born in the wilderness.
也就是那个时候的战士们中间的主要的部分。
It is also a majority of the warriors that will go into battle.
你没有动刀枪就已经先叫自己人受伤。
Before you even fight, your own people are wounded.
怎么可以做这样的事情呢？在敌前。
And so before the enemy, how can you do such a thing?
没有人会做这样的事的。
No one would do something like that.
在敌前来伤害自己。
Before the enemy, you would harm yourself.
虽然我们可以说，哎呀，行隔离没有什么大事。
Even though we might say it's only circumcision, it's nothing great.
那是外行人说的话。
That is only outsider can say that.
的确，行隔离并不是什么大事。
Circumcision, of course, is nothing great.
但是如果作为一个随时要上阵的战士来说，那就是非常的大事。
But for a warrior who is about to go into battle, that is something important.
因为在那个隔离没有痊愈的时候
，because before you're completely healed,
行动不方便。
Now it's not easy for you to move about.
尤其是出刚受隔离的时候
，especially when you're just circumcised.
你看。整个以色列人摆在耶利哥人的面前，都是一批已经受伤的战士。
And so the Israelites before Jericho, they are already a group of wounded soldiers.
怎么可以做这个事情
？How can you do this?
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
这个事情是神要他们做的。
This is something God wants them to do.
神让他们做。
God allows for them to do it. He is responsible.
所以虽然面对着耶利哥
，And though they're facing Jericho,
那么起码有好几天的功夫就要等候痊愈。
Now they have to wait a few days before they're completely healed.
但是耶利哥城里边的人动都不敢动。
But yet the people in the city of Jericho dare not to move.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到，这是神在那里给他们在过河以后所碰到的一件大事。
Brothers and sisters, this is the first great thing that God allows for them to experience after they cross the River Jordan.
并且也是在这个地方。不再吃玛拿了。
It is also at that point, at that time, they no longer ate manna.
他们吃当地的土产。
They ate of the produce from the land.
那神已经让他们一进到约旦，过了约旦河西岸的时候，就各方面去经历神自己的负责和供应。
Even as they were on the west bank of the River Jordan, God already allowed for them to be, to experience that God is responsible for them, that God provides for them.
那我们看基甲这个地方。
So when we look at this place, Gilgal,
那个重如果从属灵的层面去看
，So from a spiritual level，
那个重点就在他们的隔离。
The focus is on their circumcision。
因为如果从属灵的实际去看
，Because from spiritual reality，
这个是一个脱离肉体的一个对付。
This is a place where they dealt with the flesh. The flesh was rolled away。
那这一件事情是很重要的。
And so that's very important。
那然我们了解到这一点的时候，
so when we pay attention to that，
我们再从属地的层面来看这一个。
From the earthly level, we can take a look at this place, Gilgal.
其实从属地的层面来看这个，也没有办法脱离那个属灵的因素。
And even if we do look at it from an earthly level, we cannot depart away ourselves from the spiritual factors.
我们晓得。
We know.
基甲在以色列人来说，当时就成了他们在迦南征战的大本营。
Gilgal has become the headquarters for the Israelites as they were fighting in the land of Canaan.
他们每次出征是从这里出发。
Each time they went out to battle, it was from Gilgal.
出征把攻打的地方征服下来。
After they went out from Gilgal and conquered some place.
按照一般的情形来说，就留在征服的地方，在那里开拓了。
According to some general situations, you would stay at the place which you just conquered and settle there.
但是很稀奇的。
But what is amazing?
你读这个约书亚记的时候。
When you read Joshua.
你能发觉这个事实。
You can see that fact.
他们从基甲出发。
They would go from Gilgal to attack.
攻打成功了以后。
After they succeed.
全军又回到基甲了。
The entire army went back to Gilgal.
一个战役是如此。
And one war is like that.
另一个战役也是如此。
It is the same with the second war.
所有约书亚领着他们去攻击的那些战役全都是这样。
In all the battles that Joshua led them to fight, that is the case.
从基甲出发。
They went from Gilgal.
又回到基甲。
And they returned to Gilgal.
那因此弟兄姊妹，你晓得基甲这一个地方。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you realize this place Gilgal.
就成了神摆在以色列人的历史中间的一个很重要很重要的点。
It became a very, very important point that God has placed amongst the Israelites.
让他们认识。
So that they would know.
不仅是神在那里与他们同在。
Not only is God's presence with them.
并且是神在那里给他们差遣，给他们扶持。给他们保护，给他们得胜。
But also that is where God gives them to send them to protect them to give them victory.
那这个是基甲。
That is Gilgal.
现在呢，神的使者就从基甲那里出来。
Now the angel of the Lord went from Gilgal.
虽然我们不知道这个使者是谁。
Though we don't know who this messenger is.
但是从神在这一个地方差遣他出来。
Since God sent him from this place.
明明是给我们看见。神的那个意思。
It's very clear. God shows us His intent.
要让以色列人回想，他们踏上迦南地的时候开始，
so、that,
他们在那里所经历的一切。
So the Israelites can rethink that as they set foot in the land of Canaan and all that they have experienced.
但是到这个使者出现的时候，
but when this messenger appeared,
基甲的那个意义对以色列人来说。已经不存在了。
The meaning of Gilgal no longer exists amongst the Israelites.
所以这个使者没有在基甲说话。
So this messenger did not speak at Gilgal.
他是从基甲出来就到了波津。
He went up from Gilgal to Bochim.
那波津是什么地方？
What is this place, Bochim?
似乎除了这个地方，我们没有办法找到别处再提这个。
It seems as if we cannot find this place mentioned anywhere else.
但是从地理的环境上我们留意。
But from geography we can take note.
波津是在示罗的附近。
Bochim is near the place of Shiloh.
那示罗就是神的帐幕当时所设立的地方。
Now Shiloh is the place where the tabernacle of God was set.
那如果我们这一点能掌握住的时候。
Now we can grasp that.
弟兄姊妹你有没有发觉。
Brothers and sisters, do you discover this then?
示罗的帐幕就在哪里。
That is where the tabernacle is in Shiloh.
虽然不在基甲发生，怎么他不到示罗发生呢？
Since he did not speak at Gilgal, why does he not speak at Shiloh?
确实跑在波津这个点上发生。
Yet he spoke in this place, Bochim.
弟兄姊妹，虽然我们一直以来都不太主张过于灵异的去读神的话。
Yet we have never emphasized to read the word of God in a spiritualized sense.
但是当你读到这些记载的时候，
But as you read these recordings,
你没有办法不要问神为什么这样做安排。
You cannot but have this question, why did God have such an arrangement? And when we do have such a question, why did God let this happen? Then we're able to see God's intent.
灵意上面了解这两个地点。
Of course, if you want to understand this, what God's intent is, you can only understand it in a spiritual meaning.
那对着一些已经背弃了神的，称为神的百姓的人。
For this group of people who have already forsaken God,
神要让他们知道,
God wants them to know.
他领他们从埃及出来而进到迦南的那一位神。
This God who has led them out of Egypt into the land of Canaan.
曾经让他们在迦南地享尽了得胜,
have once allowed for them to enjoy complete victory in the land of Canaan.
那但现在神不在那里说话了。
Now God no longer speaks there.
神也来到神的帐幕所在的地区。
Now he also came to the region where the tabernacle of God is.
但是神却不在会幕那里。 神的使者不在会幕那里给他们说话。
Yet the messenger of God does not speak there to them.
而是在会幕的那一个附近来给他们说话。
But it's in nearby there that God speaks to them.
我虽然不敢说,
though I dare not say,
是神认为他们不配再听神的话。
It is that not God deems them unworthy to hear the word of God.
显然不会有这种情形。
Of course that won't happen.
神巴不得所有的人都能听到他的话。
For God so desires for all to hear his word.
所以神不会说，借着这一点来告诉他们说，你们现在的光景不配听神的话。
So it would not be reasonable for God to say, using this experience, to say that they are unworthy to hear the word of God.
如果神看他们不配听神的话，神也不差遣这个使者来说话。
If that was the case, then God would not even have sent this messenger to speak to them.
虽然这些话是警告的意味重一点。
And though these words are more focused on warning,
但是神还是要他们听见神的话。
Yet God is still willing for them to hear his word.
所以不在示罗那个地方。
So he does not speak at the place of Shiloh.
我们只能俯伏敬拜神。
We can only prostrate and worship God.
神要让以色列民知道神对他们的责备。
God wants the people of Israel to know his reproach.
但是神却让他的百姓明白神没有离弃他们。
Yet he also wants his people to know he did not forsake them.
神还容让示罗和设立在示罗的帐幕安安稳稳的。
He still allows for the tabernacle which was set in Shiloh to be securely set there.
那我们能领会到神这样的一个安排的时候,
now when we can know such an arrangement by God,
我们就留意神对他们说了什么话。
Then let us take note what God says to them.
那我们把这神说的话的这一段话,
now this passage what God spoke to them,
那就是第一节下半到第四节。
That is from the end of verse 1 to verse 4.
这一段神对他们说的话,
and this is the words that God spoke to them.
很显然,弟兄姊妹,你看见这一段话分成两个大部分。
Now, brothers and sisters, where apparently you can see these words are broken into two parts.
一个部分就是开头的那一些。
One part is the beginning.
神领这些背弃他的百姓回头来思念。
God leads his people back to reconsider the promise which he has given to them.
下面的那个部分,
the second half,
是神要让他们看见他们今天的光景，神怎样来处理他们的事。
It is for them to see their condition today and God, how God will deal with their situation.
弟兄姊妹们，这神说这一段的话，实在太有意思了。Brothers
and sisters, when God speaks these words, it is very meaningful.
那我想弟兄姊妹你注意，就在我们中文圣经的那个文字。Pay
attention to the Chinese translation.
很清楚给我们看到神要表达的是什么。You
can very clearly see what God wants to tell them.
在英文圣经里边也一样。
Even in the English translation, it is very clear.
那弟兄姊妹你留意,
pay attention, brothers and sisters.
耶和华的使者从基甲上到波津对以色列人说,
And the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said,
说什么呢?
What did he say?
第一,
First,
我使你们从埃及上来。
I made you to go up out of Egypt.
我请弟兄姊妹你留意开头的两个字。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to the first two words.
是我使。
It is I made.
你们离开埃及不是你们自己要求的。
You left Egypt. It is not your request.
是我起义。I
initiated it.
是我在那里做成的。
I completed.
说是我使你们,
so I made you to go up out of Egypt. Not only did you leave Egypt,
也是我,
it is also me.
领你们到, I have brought you there. 到哪里呢?
Unto where?
到我向你们列祖,
unto the land which I swore unto your fathers.
弟兄姊妹你留意,
brothers and sisters, pay attention. The fact that is in these words.
以色列人离开埃及进到迦南神起头做工神完成。
For the fact that the Israelites left out of Egypt into the land of Canaan, it is God who initiates, it is also He who finishes. In the process, God clearly shows them He is the one at work. God says, I have led you. I did not send the angels to lead you. I did not ask someone else to lead you. So seemingly you see it is Moses leading you. But in fact it is I who have led you. I have completed it.
做成什么事情?
What have I done?
领你们到我向你们列祖,
I have brought you unto the land which I swore unto your father. This land, it is not without reason. Such a great place. You left Egypt. There are so many places outside of Egypt. But I have not led you anywhere else. But I have brought you here. Why is it here?
因为这个地是我从前向你们列祖起誓应许过要给他们的。
Because this land is what I have promised unto your fathers.
那丢这些历史的事实的里头。
So brothers and sisters, with this history,
让以色列的百姓去领会神的信实。
It is for the people of Israel to experience God's faithfulness.
还不止这样。
Not only that,
弟兄姊妹你又注意,
brothers and sisters, also pay attention.
我又说我永不废弃与你们立。And
I said, I will never break my covenant with you.
那弟兄姊妹你看到,
brothers and sisters, you see,
不仅是神是信实的,
not only is he faithful,
并且神对他们说,
but God says to them,
我说过要做的一切的事情有保证的。
What I have said, what my promises are, there is a guarantee.
那个保证就是神,
that guarantee
自己,
is God himself.
神在那里, 好像用启示的那样的方法来表达他这个意思。
Seemingly God is there using a way of revelation to manifest this to them.
本来立约就已经是很稳固了。
Now to set a covenant with them is very secure already.
但是神说,
but God says,
现在我要让你们回想,
now I want you to reconsider,
我跟你们立约的那个时候是怎样的,
when I made my covenant with you, how was that done?
是用启示的方式来立的约。
It is in the form of revelation that I have set my covenant with you.
我们读希伯来书的时候,
now when we read the book of Hebrews,
我们就很清楚看到这一个点。
Very clearly we can see that point.
按照神的信实,
it is according to God's faithfulness.
神根本不需要启示。
God does not need to reveal anything.
因为神是说是就是, 说不是就是不是。
Because it is with God, yes is yes, no is no.
但是因着人的愚昧和软弱,
but because of man's foolishness and weakness,
神就启示,
God reveals,
要给那个接受这个事的人知道这一个不能改变的事实。
He reveals to the person he is dealing with that this is something that will not change.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们是在感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, indeed we thank God.
但他已经在这里宣告, 管教的时候
when he is here, he is proclaiming his discipline.
他把这些神的百姓先带回他们在神面前蒙恩的地位事实和经历里。
He first takes these people back to the place where they have received grace in their experience.
让他们是站在这样的一个位置上面来听神管教的宣告。
So they stand in such a position to hear the proclamation of God's discipline.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们看撒文。
When we read on.
我们看到这一批的百姓也还没有到油蒙了心的那个地步。
We see that this group of people have not completely lost their heart.
还有一点点的反应。
There is still very little bit of being awakened.
他们听见神的管教的宣告以后。
After they have heard this announcement of God's discipline, they have wept.
他们立刻就在那个地方上耶和华献祭。
And so they sacrificed there unto the Lord.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately,
那些眼泪。
Those tears,
那些献祭,
those sacrifices,
只是一时感情上的激动,
it is only the incitation of their emotions at the time.
却没有把他们带进在神面前的真正的悔改,
yet they have not been led to true repentance before God.
也没有把他们领回神的面前重新站立在他们该站的地位。
They have not been once again led to the position which they ought to stand before God.
我们看下去就知道了。
Now as we read on, we will know.
那我们也真看到圣灵把四世纪这一段的话给我们以前，他先把以色列人当时属灵的那个情况先给我们说明。
Now before the Spirit shows us the condition of the gives us the book of Judges, he gives us first the condition of the people during that time.
那所以当在使者所说的那一段话的前半段，你看一直看见神说明我使你们，我领你们啊，我永不废弃。
At the beginning of these words spoken by God through the messenger, God shows them it is He. He's the one who brought them. He is the one who lead them. He is the one who will never break. It is God.
然后一转就转到那个转到以色列人的光景。
And then it shifts right away to the condition of the Israelites.
神提醒他们，
God reminds them,
你们不可和这个地的居民立约。要拆毁他们的祭坛。
And you shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land, and you shall throw down their altars.
那以色列人怎么样呢？
How did the Israelites do?
使者的宣告说，
This is the proclamation.
你们竟没有听从我的话。
But you have not obeyed my voice.
我是告诉你们说，不要和本地的人立约。
I've told you not to make leagues with the inhabitants of this land.
也要拆毁他们所有的祭坛。
And you must throw down their altars.
但是你们为什么不这样？没有这样按照我的话去做呢？
But yet you have not obeyed my voice.
你们不按照我的话去做，是因为你们做不来呢？还是你们不想做呢？
Since you have not obeyed my voice, is it that you are not able to do it, or that you do not want to do it?
我想两种成分都有。
I think they're both within that.
我们从第一章里边就看到他们当时的光景。
From chapter one, we can see their condition.
也许有部分是他们不能做。
In part, maybe it's that they were not able to do.
但是他们不能做是因为他们不依靠神。
But the fact that they could not do it was because they did not trust in God.
从前能做的那个时候不能做。
Before they were able to, now they're not.
从前更大更难的都已经做成功，但现在小型的他们还做不来。
Previously, what was more greater, what was more difficult, they were able to do. Now they cannot. Why?
不再信靠神。
No longer do they trust in God.
当然其中也有部分是不大愿做。
Of course, there's a major part of that was that they were not willing to do it. 因为弟
兄姊妹们，你也能想象得到。
Because brothers and sisters, you can also imagine.
如果我们按照神的那个吩咐去做啊。
If we do it according to what God commands us.
第一，或多或少，我们会有损失。
First of all, whether great or less, we would have some loss.
第二，我们放弃那么许多的廉价的劳动力，那不是很可惜吗？
Secondly, we lose so much manpower that will be working for us. That is very unfortunate.
Lost many manpower with lower price.
We would lose much manpower with a low price. That would be unfortunate.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这个是很重要的一个事实。
Brothers and sisters, that is a very important fact within that.
那所以他们就不听神的话了。
So they did not obey the voice of God.
也就是说，当他们重看自己的那个利益的时候，他们就忽略神的话。
That is also to say, when they focus on their own benefit, they neglect the word of God.
神知道他们是这样。
God knows that's how they are.
神还是问他们。
Yet God still asked them, why have ye done this?
就因着你们这样行。
It is because you have done this.
因着你们没有跟上我要你们做的。
Because you have not followed what I wanted you to do.
所以现在我改变我的做法。
Now I will change what I will do.
我没有改变我的目的。
I did not change my purpose.
但是我改变我的做法。
Yet I changed my method.
那怎么改变法呢？
How did I change?
弟兄姊妹，你留意第三章。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
和因此。
Wherefore.
因此。
Wherefore.
什么因此呢？
Wherefore what?
就是上文吗？
That is previously.
我又说。
I also said.
我必不将他们从你们眼面前赶出。
I will not drive them out from before you.
他们必做你们乐撒的荆棘，他们的神也必作你们的网罗。
But they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their God shall be a snare unto you.
啊，神就说了。
God said,
我一定不把他们赶走。
I shall not drive them out before you.
啊，弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
你有没有想到？
Have you ever thought of this?
上面神才说过。
God have just said,
我永不废弃我向你们所立的约。
I will never break my covenant unto you.
那现在不是神改变了吗？
Now does not God change it?
现在神不是说我不把这些人赶走了。
Now God says, I will not drive them out.
那是不是神改变了呢？
Does it mean God change?
我们看下去，我们就看见。
When we read on, we can see.
神没有改变。
God does not change.
神一点都没有改变。
God does not change any bit.
等待会我才让弟兄姊妹看那看看看，看看那一个点。
Later on, I will look at that point with brothers and sisters.
不，也不，先点出来。
I will first point it out, though.
弟兄姊妹，你留意
Pay attention.
第二章的最末了的一句话，一节圣经。
The last verse of chapter 2.
这样，耶和华留下格族，不将他们速速赶出，也没有交付约书亚的手。
Therefore, the Lord left those nations without driving them out hastily, neither delivered he them into the hand of Joshua.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？
Brothers and sisters, you
see. 所以有没有改变？
Did God change?
目的没有改变。
The purpose did not change.
方法改变。
Yet, the way has changed.
那就是回应到这一个地方。
Now, it echoes this place.
赶他们走，神还是要做的。
Yet, God is still to cast them out.
但神不在那个时候赶。
But God did not do it there.
神不速速地赶。
He did not do it immediately.
他们，神就慢慢地赶。
God gradually cast them out.
但是早晚还是要赶。
Nevertheless, they will be driven out.
到了大卫的日子，你就看见神就赶了。
In the days of David, you see God drives them out.
那这是后话。
That is later on.
我们先回到这里。
Now let us return this.
我们回到那个使者对他们所说的。
Now this is what the messenger said to them.
神就说，我不把他们再赶走了。
God said, I will not drive them out.
这话有相关的意思。
Now it's very meaningful.
从前赶走那些人，你们以为是你们自己赶走的。
Previously, those who you have driven out, you thought you drove them out.
不是你们赶走的。
No, it is not you.
是我赶走的。
It is me.
现在既然你们不甘愿，不甘愿，我也就不赶了。
Now you're not willing, so I will not drive them anymore.
这是头一个，神要他们了解。
That is the first thing God wants them to know.
接上去神就让他们注意到。
And then God lets them.
如果不把他们赶走。
No, if they're not driven out.
他们要成为你们的麻烦。
Now they will be thorns to you.
他们所敬拜的侍奉的偶像要成为你们的那个网罗。
Now those God's idols whom they worship will be a
snare to you. 要叫你们被捆绑起来。
So that you will be bound.
那弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们留意这个地方。
If we pay attention to this，
有一次是一次的西岸的特会。
Now in one WCCC，
张弟兄在交通的时候， 我忘记了是哪一个是哪一次。
When Brother Kong was sharing, I forgot which one it was.
他就说到一件事。
He shared this one thing.
那一件事就是说。
And that is,
如果神要做的事情，我们不跟上去。
If what God wants to do, yet we do not follow on.
或者说，神要做的事情，我们以为我们自己可以做。不必神来帮忙。
Or that what God wants to do, we think we can do ourselves. We do not need God's help.
你要完全自己去做。
We'll completely do it ourselves.
那这样的话。
If that is the case.
那张弟兄当时就讲。
Brother Kong.
他说神就抱着 双手站在那里看你怎么做。
Brother Kong said, and he did it, that he will just cross his arms. God will cross his arms and just see how you will do it.
因为你觉得你能做了，所以神就不必做了。
Because you think you can do it, God doesn't need to do it.
啊，这个真有意思。
Now that's very meaningful.
虽然好像我们有些时候不大体会。
Though sometimes it doesn't seem like we understand.
但这的确是如此。
But that is truly the case.
我们有时以为说神是全能的神，为什么神不做成那一件事情？
Sometimes we think God is the Almighty God. How come He doesn't do it?
我们却常常忘记，当神要做那个事情的时候，我们伸出手来说。神啊，你不必做，我们做。
Yet we're so forgetful when God wants to do something, yet we cut in front of Him, say, we don't need you to do it, God will do it.
神说，既然你能做，那你就亲自去做。
So God says, if you think you can do it, you do it yourself.
我就不必做了。
I won't need to do it then.
但弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
在这里有一个很明确的历史来印证这种观点。
Here, there's a very clear history here to confirm that.
不是神不要做那件事。
It is not that God doesn't want to do it.
神也告诉他们应该怎样就那个事情就做好。
God even tells them how that should be done.
但是他们不站在那个对的位置。
Yet they do not stand in the right position.
他们也不按照神的安排来做神要做的事。
They do not do the things of God according to the arrangement of God.
所以神也在这种光景的底下，神也停下。
So under that condition, God also stops His work.
那弟兄姊妹们，
Now brothers and sisters,
这引我们注意到有两件大事。
This leads us to know of two great things.
头一件事是关乎神在地上做工的一个很重要的法则。
First, that is a very important principle in which God works on the earth.
我们常常都提到的。
We mention it many times.
但是我们觉得这个法则我们常常虽然提到也还是要提的。
Yet we discover, even though we mention this principle so many times, we still need to do it.
我们就是说到在地上捆绑在天上捆绑的那个事实。
And that is the fact that what is bound on earth is bound in heaven.
地上释放地在天上释放的那个事实。
It is the fact what is loose on earth is loosened in heaven.
我们都知道了。
We know that.
这个地上释放，天上释放，那一个事实的起点不是在地，是在天。
The fact what is loose on earth and what is loosened in heaven is not beginning on earth.
天上有一个意思要释放。
There is this intention to be loosed in heaven.
他就把这个意思感动在那些他名下的人。
And so he uses that intention to move those under his name.
那在主名下的人领会的主的意思，他就把这个事情祷告回主的面前。
And so those under the name of the Lord receives this and understands it and prays it back to the Lord.
地对天的安排有了反应。
There is a response from the earth to the heaven.
有了同情。
There is agreement, sympathy.
有了响应。
There is an echo there.
我们就看见天的动作就发出了。
Then we can see the action that's taken place in heaven.
捆绑的事是这样。
The same with binding.
释放的事也是这样。
It is the same with loosing.
你说为什么神要这样来限制他自己的能力的发表呢？
You question, then why does God bind his power, his authority in that way?
这是神的信实。
That is God's faithfulness.
我们只能敬拜。
We can only worship.
我们没有话讲。
We have nothing to say.
因为人虽然是信
though man is faithless,
神仍是仍然是信实的
yet God, he is still faithful.
在起初造人的时候
when he first created man,
神一次把地的权柄交给人
God once for all gave the authority over to man.
神就守住这个点，守住这件事，这个事实。
And God held on to the fact.
他在地上做工，可以不必征求人的意见都可以。
When he works on earth, he doesn't need to have any agreement from man.
但是他既然把地的权柄交给人
But since he gave the authority of the land to man,
同时接受权柄的人也先失信
At the same time, those who received the authority, they were not faithful.
神可以不管那一件事情
Then God don't need to be mindful what happened.
但是我们的神不是这样
But yet our God is not like that.
所以你才看到我们虽然失信他仍是信实的
Though we see that we are faithless, yet he is still faithful.
所以他在地上做工的时候
So when he works on earth,
他先寻找地的同情
He first seeks for the agreement, the sympathy on earth.
只要地与神有响应
Only when the land echoes to God,
神就做他的工
Then God is able to do his work.
现在我们看到这里也看到这个事情
Now when we look here, we see the same thing.
那以色列人既然不按照神的那个定义来跟上
Since the Israelites did not follow according to the arrangement of God
那就是说出以色列人对神说我不同情你所做
That means the Israelites did not said to God I do not agree with what you're doing
既然他们对神不同情神说那我也不做
So if they're not sympathetic to what God's doing God says I will not do it
这是一方面
That is on the one aspect
另一方面
On the other hand
注意了
We must also take note
也是很重要
It is also very important
那是关乎我们在属灵经历上的认识
That has to do with our spiritual our understanding and our experience
那神说要这样做
When God says this is the way to do it
我们与神同心跟上去
And when we're in the same heart with God to follow on
那么神就做了
Then God will do it
那事情就做完
Then it is done
那弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters
我们必须要看见一个很严肃的事在其中
We must be able to see something very serious amongst that
事情的时候已做完
It is able to be done
乃是因为我们与神表同情
It is because we agree with God
我们与神表了同情神就做工
When we agree with God then God will do it
说做成的那个原因是神
The reason it is complete is God
去做的也许是我们
Maybe it is us who are actually doing it
但是那个只是外边看来是我们去做
But that's only externally looking at it that we're the one who is physically doing it
但实际是我们在那有行动主就插手进来把事情做完。
But when we begin to have the action, God will intervene and complete it.
但是这个事实说明说出一个事实。
But this fact speaks of one thing.
神伸手来做。
God intervenes to do it.
是基于我们按照神的心意去做。
It is based upon that we will do it according to God's desire.
但神伸手来做。
When he extends his hand to do it.
我们怎么去认识这件事呢
？How do we understand this?
是神陪着我们做。
That he accompanies us to do it.
但是你必须看见。
But we must also see.
他绝不替我们做。
He will not do it for us.
他绝不替代替我们去做。
He will not do it for us.
他是陪着我们去做。
He accompanies us.
你伸出手去的时候。
When we extend our hands.
他的手抓在你那里。
His hand is with us.
你就把事情做。
Then we finish it.
如果你不伸出手出去。
But if you do not extend your hand for us.
神不会伸手来替你去做。
God will not extend his hand to do it for you.
就是当时在四世纪的那个历史的里边神让我们所留意到的一些事情。
Brothers and sisters, are some of the things that God shows us during the book of Judges.
No, 这个事情神还是要做的。
This is something God will still do.
但是神说我不速速把他们赶出。
Yet God,
我不怕把他们从你们面前赶出。
Yet God says, I will not drive them out from before you.
但底下神说我就会在你们的子孙的那个代把他们赶出。
But God still tells them that he will drive them out amongst his descendants.
现在我不赶他们走。
I will not drive them out from you.
因为你们并没有伸出手来。
Because you did not extend forth your hand.
我要陪着你们去做，但是我没有依据。
And I have no foundation, no basis to accompany you to do it.
既然你们不给我机会做。
Since you don't give me the chance to do it,
我也没办法替你们做。
There's no way for me to do it for you.
我就是问这是是不是很严肃。
Brothers and sisters, that's very serious.
但我们认识属灵的事情。
When we understand spiritual
things, 认识神在地上的工作。
When we understand the work of God on earth,
不是埋头埋脑在那里只看见要把事情做好。
We should not just with our heads down think we have to finish this, we have to finish this.
因为神从来不是看重那个事情的成功，过于那个做工的人。在神面前活得对。
Because God never overemphasizes the matter to be finished more than the person who is doing it to be right before him.
那是当神的使者上以色列人说了这些话。
And so when the messenger of the Lord spoke these words to the Israelites,
他们就好像很难过。
It seems like they were very sorrowful.
又哭又献祭。
And they wept and they sacrificed.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately,
这是不过是一些宗教的动作。
This is only some religious action.
没有真实的。那个没有那个实际的那个后续的跟上。
There is no true action to follow.
四世纪就是在这种历史的背景里边开始。
And this is how the book of Judges starts under this background.
但是这种历史背景怎么形成的呢？
But how does this history background develop?
那接下去圣灵又说话了。
And the Holy Spirit continues to speak.
那从第六节开始。
From verse 6.
一直到十五节。
Until verse 15.
这另外的一段
This is another part.
就是说出前面的那一种属灵的光景是怎么形成的。
It speaks of the previous spiritual condition, how it was formed.
那这个事情在什么时候开始的？
When does this begin?
我们留意第六节。
Verse 6.
从前约书亚打发以色列百姓去的时候，他们各归自己的地业。
And when Joshua had let the people go, and the children of Israel went every man into his inheritance to possess the land,
圣灵让我们看见,
the Holy Spirit shows us,
这个事情是约书亚还活的时候就已经有迹象了。
Now, there are some hints and traces even when Joshua was living.
四世纪第一章的那一些光景就是在这样的这个情形底下显出来的。
The,happenings of chapter 1 in book of Judges even happens under this condition we see here.
那为什么他们会在神面前说哪一个支派先出去征战？
Why is it that they would say before God which one of us should go up first?
又怎么你看
Brothers and sisters, you see,
这里不是说出来了吗？
Doesn't say here.
约书亚告诉他们说你们分的地方在哪里？
Joshua told them where you possess the land is.
犹大是在哪里？
Where Judah is.
西面在哪里？
Where Simeon is.
便雅悯在哪里？
Where Benjamin is.
那这个在分地的时候很清楚的列明了。
And so when they divided the land, it was listed out.
他们也知道了。
And they all know where the land is.
约书亚就说你们这个哪一个支派所该得的，你们现在已经清楚了。
Now Joshua told them, you know clearly which tribe gets which piece of land.
你们就去承受你们的地业了。
And you go inherit your land.
那他们怎么去呢？
How did they go?
那就是神啊，哪一个支派先上去？
And they say to God, God, which one of us should go up first?
为什么他们会有这个问呢？
Why would they ask this?
你看这里。
You see here.
你看这里。
Look at here.
他们各。归自己的地业。
The children of Israel went every man unto his inheritance.
做什么？
To do what?
占据地土。
To possess the land.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
一提到占据地土。
When you mention about possessing the land.
就不是一个支派的问题。
It's not a matter of one tribe.
也不仅是一个宗族的问题。
It is not a matter of one family.
是可以落到一个家的单位。
You can even go into the individual unit as a family.
更糟糕的可能落到以个人做单位。
Or even more worse, it goes to the individual.
这个地是分配给我的。
Because this land is mine.
现在我要去得。
Now I want to possess it.
弟兄姊妹们，我们很容易体会到这一个。
We can understand this very easily.
人的天然里面就是有这些个东西。
In man's nature, that's what exists.
你没有很明确的说这是你的。
You have to say clearly, this is yours.
然后这种情形也许还没有出现的那么清楚。
Now, that may not appear so clearly.
一明确下来的时候。
But when it is evident,
我的。
That is mine.
不是你的。
It is not yours.
那既然是你，既然是我的，我就去要了。
So since it's mine, I will go and then have it.
既然是你的，那我就不插手了。
Since it's yours, it's not in my business.
因为我付了代价却不是我的，这个我不干了。
Because if I pay a price yet it's not mine, I won't do such a thing.
这是人天然里面的东西。
Brothers and sisters, that's man's nature.
自从亚当堕落了以后，所有他的子孙都是这样。
Since Adam fell, all his descendants are like that.
感谢神。
Thank God.
基督的救赎把这一个捆绑打破了。
The redemption of Christ has broken this bondage.
但是那个基督还没有来。
But yet that time, Christ did not come.
他们还是凭着亚当的那所留给他们的去做事情。
And they work according to what Adam have left them.
知道神要做什么。
So they know what God wants to do.
也知道神要怎么做。
They know how God will do it.
但是他们就是不跟上去。
Yet they do not follow on.
所以他们不跟上去。
Because they did not follow on.
看见自己的。
Because they see their own portion.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是很严肃的一件
事。This is very serious.
人怎么会脱离那个合一的见证呢？
How did man depart away from that testimony of oneness?
怎么会脱离那个是众人如同一人的那一个带领呢？
How did they depart away from the guidance that they all went as one?
原因是把眼睛从神转移到人，而这一个人更缩小到自己。
And because they have shifted their focus from GodTo man, and that man condensed is myself.
那在约书亚的时间已经开始有这种迹象了。
So even in the days of Joshua, there is
such hints. 上次我们不是提到吗？
Did we not mention before?
为什么约书亚临死以前把整个以色列人的造句来说出那一段的话？
Why is it that Joshua, before he died, he gathered the people together to say those words?
我们读约书亚二十四章的时候，
When we read Joshua chapter 24, it's very clear.
那一个时候，以色列人中间已经背弃神的那些情形已经是隐隐约约的。
At that time, for the Israelites to forsake God has already appeared hiddenly, bits and pieces.
所以才有约书亚那么严肃的。一次的宣告。
And that's why Joshua so seriously announced that proclamation.
你们以为应该敬拜哪一个神？
Who do you think you should worship?
你们自己去负责。
You will be responsible.
我也没办法勉强你们。
I cannot force you.
但是我就是告诉你。
But I tell you.
我们这个蒙神选召的民族。
This nation who have been called by God from the beginning to now,
就是神在那里管理和带领。
God is controlling, He is sovereign and governing.
所以你们以为你不要他作为你侍奉的神。
If you don't want Him to be the God whom you will serve, you will choose.
至于我，
As for me,
和我家，
and my house,
我们必定侍奉耶和华。
We will serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们不管当时那个历史背景。
If we don't look at the history in the background.
我们都常常把约书亚说的这几句话作为一个很豪迈很有气概的那种发表。
Then many times we will just look at the words of Joshua as a very brave and very good announcement, proclamation he has.
但弟兄姊妹，如果你掌握了当时的那一个属灵的背景，
But if you take hold of the spiritual background at that time,
你就看出约书亚说这几句话里面是酸的。
Then you can see when Joshua says those words within, he's very bitter, very sorrowful.
我们从起头一直是按照神的那一个管理、负责、引导，到了今天。
From the beginning, we have been governed and sovereignly led by the Lord in this way.
但是你们中间却暗暗的、偷偷的背弃了神。
But now hiddenly you have forsaken God.
甚至约书亚那一段话里边说的一个很严厉的警告。
Even in the words of Joshua, he spoke these very serious words of warnings. You.
你们不能侍奉耶和华的。
You cannot serve the Lord.
你就看到当时以色列人的那个属灵的光景到了一个怎么的地步。
You can see then understand what is the spiritual condition of the people of Israel at that time. Even before Joshua died.
那个悖逆神的那种迹象已经隐隐约约的弥漫在以色列的中间。
Those hints and traces of the people of Israel forsaking God has already hiddenly pervaded amongst the Israelites.
在说那段事情的时候。
Now, as the Holy Spirit continues to say those words,
从约书亚还活的时候说起。
before when Joshua was living.
说到以西以约书亚离世了。
Even after Joshua died.
还有与约书亚同时代的那些长老们也离世了。
And even the elders that outlived Joshua.
那些长老们是见过神为以色列行大事的。
Those who have seen all the great works of the Lord.
那这一批长老们，他们还守住自己的地位。
These elders, they kept their position.
但是等到这一批人在以色列当中过去了。
Yet after this group have passed away amongst the Israelites.
那些本来是很隐约的那些事，那些情形就毫无保留的显露了。
Those very hidden things now expose themselves without any reservation.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
你留意
pay attention.
第十节的当中
in the middle of verse 10,
说约书亚死了
after Joshua died,
看见神作为的那一代的长老也死了
and the elders that outlived him and saw the great works of the Lord.
另外的一个世代起来了
now that generation has arose another generation.
这一个世代兴起的时候
When they rose,
弟兄姊妹们，你注意
brothers and sisters,
圣灵在这里怎么说他们这些人
How did the Holy Spirit describe them?
第一
First,
不知道耶和华
Which knew not the Lord.
第二
Secondly,
也不知道耶和华为以色列人所行的事
Nor yet the works which he have done for Israel.
弟兄姊妹们，这是两件事情
Brothers and sisters, two things.
但是两件事情是可以连接在一起的
These two things can be connected together.
第一不知道耶和华。
First, they not know not the Lord.
其次是不知道耶和华为以色列人做过什么事。
Or the things which the Lord done for Israel.
那当然这是一而二二而一的事。
Of course, these two things are the same one for the other.
但是明确地说出这两
个。But the Israelites, the Holy Spirit clearly said these two things.
这显然这两件事情带给我们今天读经的人有很高的警惕。
Therefore, these two things give us who read the Bible today a very great warning. We have to ask, the next generation of the Israelites, why is it that they did not know God? Also, why is it they do not know the things that God did for Israel?
你就看到了
Then you can see.
这一代人的上一代
The previous generation.
显然对神已经是很淡如水了
Apparently, they're very plain to God just as water.
在他们日常生活的里头
In their daily living.
他们不会谈到神
They would not speak of God.
他们也不会数算神为他们做过什么
They would not recount the things God did for them.
所以他们的上一代
So the next generation
没有可能认识神
would have no means to know God, to understand God,
更不了解神为他们做了什么
nor the things God did for them.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
如果我们把这种光景拿到现在我们所生存的年代来看的时候
if we take that condition to the generation today,
你会不会看到有这样的事情
will we see such a trend?
绝对的有
Absolutely.
当然我们不是说
Of course, we're not saying
今天许多神儿女们的家会沦落到这样的地步
that many children, the homes of the children of God will have this condition.
自己的孩子不知道
that our own children would not know
父亲所侍奉敬拜的神
whom it is the God our Father served.
自己的孩子们不晓得神对从我们的祖宗开始一直在我们身上所显明的恩惠
that our children would not know the grace which God has manifested through our forefathers
弟兄姊妹们你就看到这个不是头一代的事情
brothers and sisters this is not the first generation
这个起码是第二代的事情
it is at least the second generation
甚至是第三代的事情
even the third generation
那但是不管它是第二代也好第三代也好
regardless the second or third generation
你能看见那个第一代
you're able to see from the first generation
上面的再一代
and the one previous to that
在神面前的光景已是越过越暗淡
the condition they have before God grows dimmer and dimmer
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
我们有孩子的
we have children
我们不能不从这里得一个警告
From this, we must have a warning.
如果我们不能把我们的孩子带到神的面前来
If we cannot bring our children before God,
那 也许我们能亲眼看见我们的孩子离开神。
We may personally see our children depart away from God.
甚至我们可以看见我们的孩子和或者我们孩子的孩子常在神面前悖逆顶撞到一个地步，根本就成了神的对头。
Even to a point we can see our children's children would reject God and rebel against God to a point that they're God's enemy.
这不是不可能的。
That is possible.
那因此当我们看到以色列人当时的那一种光景的时候。
So when we see the condition of the Israelites.
我们不是仅仅知道以色列人他们怎样走过那一段的路，以致走到失败堕落的里头。
We not only see that how the Israelites went through the way, but also how they have gone, and now they have fell, and they have been corrupt.
我们也得警觉，我们和我们的子孙。
We must also be reminded and warned for ourselves and our children.
他们不知道神。
They do not know God.
因为我们没有活出神。
Because we have not lived out God.
我们没有活出我们和神的关系。
We have not lived out our relationship with God.
他们不知道神。
They do not know God.
因为我们不会数算神的恩典。
Because we don't know how to recount God's blessing.
从来我们没有跟孩子们数算神在我们的家是怎样的一步一步的带领到今天。
We have never recounted before the children how our family was led step by step before God.
孩子们就觉得啊。
Then the children would feel.
如果现在我们富裕了。
If we are rich now.
啊，那是理所当然，谁叫我爸爸有钱。
It is reasonable because my father is wealthy.
如果我们现在是贫乏了。
Now if we are poor.
那贫乏人家的孩子从小就要奋斗。
And so the children of the poor, even when they are young, they have to strive and work hard.
我们能的有今天乃是我们努力奋斗的成果。
And they would feel, now I have such a good result, it's because I worked hard and I strive.
用什么你看到这种光景？
Brothers and sisters, do you see such a condition?
我们在神的面前，如果不是一个会常常数算神恩典的人。
Before God, if we're not someone who will always know how to count our blessings.
你可以把孩子们小的时候带到一个认识神的环境。
For the children, under the condition when they're young, you can lead them to a point where they come to know God.
等到孩子们长大到听的那个时候。
But when they grow up to be a teenager,
他们有自己的想法的时候，
when they have their own thoughts,
他们的那个欲望扩大的时候，
when their desires grow,
他就觉得，
then they feel,
父母所侍奉敬拜的神跟我有什么关系？
The parents whom my parents serve, what do they have to do with me?
我有他也行，没他也行。
I can do with or without him.
那弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
如果我们真实的在那会数常常在上跟我们孩子们数算神的恩典。
If we often know how to count our blessings with the children,
不是只是让他知道有神。
Not only do they know of God,
而是让他们知道神如何的在我身上做了工。
But indeed how God worked upon us.
弟兄姊妹们。
Then brothers and sisters.
孩子们怎么可以不知道神做工？
How would the children not know that God is at work?
那因此当我们读到四世纪记这一番话的时候，
so when we read these words from Judges,
那对我们来说，
to us,
我们不是在读历史，
we're not only reading history,
我们也是同样在那里读今天我们所该学习的功课。
We are also reading the lessons which we ought to learn today.
那好了，
now,
因为有了这样的那个背景，
because we have this background,
就形成了以色列人四世纪开头的那种光景，
has formed the condition for the Israelites in the early days of the Judges.
那所以弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
Now brothers and sisters, you see,
第一节开始，
verse 11,
就说到那个结果了。
It speaks of the result.
因为有那个背景，
because that's such background.
现在那个结果出来了。
Now the result.
那个结果是什么呢？
What is that result?
拜偶像。
They worship idol.
离弃神。
They forsook God.
越拜偶像就越不要神。
The more they worship idols, the more they don't want God.
越离弃神就越不认识神。
The more they depart away from God, the more they don't know God.
一代过一代，他们根本就不知道
generation after generation, they don't know there is God. How can we live in the land of Canaan? They feel because I was born in my father's house, so I'm here. They never consider our forefathers was in Egypt. They even did not know that there was such history there. So the result, they left the Canaanites. They worship idols. They had their actions. Now their actions are very captivating. And it's very exciting. And so they are very joyful there. And so they're surrounding fire and dancing. And so they're barbecuing there. And after they dance, they eat there. And so it's such a lively living. And so why do we have to go to Shiloh? And why is it that the priest will do something for me? Now even in our own place here, we have that fire. And it's so convenient. It is so noisy. And it is so good for us. Why do I have to worship the Lord God? Brothers and sisters, you see that. This condition. For the generation that was living to us, it's the same principle, the captivation of the world to us. It is so convenient. It is so comfortable. It is so easy. Why shouldn't we not do it? So the result is they forsook God. And when they're in this condition,
神怎么办?
What did God do?
我们留意开头,
we pay attention to the beginning. And the messenger of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim. You can see. God has patience for them for such a long period of time. Now he cannot have patience for them anymore. So God sent the angel to proclaim, warn them. Now when God warned them this way, proclaimed this, God allows for the Canaanites or the foreigners, the Gentiles, to give them hardship. So the Israelites cannot stand before the enemy. And that's the condition which we will read later on. But we must take note here, the Holy Spirit says something very serious.
光看15节好了,
just verse
15.
Now we have to read it with verse 14. But we'll just read verse 15 now. They is pointing at the Israelites.
无论往哪何处去,
whithersoever they went out, the hand of the Lord was against them for evil. As the Lord had said, and that is what Moses proclaimed to them all in the book of Deuteronomy. These are the words the Lord told them long ago. If you do not live according to my commandments in the land of Canaan, they will be sorrow to you. Indeed, these words are very heavy. Wherever they went, the hand of the Lord was against them for evil. This time I returned from Missouri. The brother who drove me and another brother to the airport, we were conversing about some spiritual matters. And one of the issues he brought up is this. He said, many Christians, in fact, they are the children of God.
不太经历神的祝福。
But it seems like they don't have much experience of God's blessing.
相反的，好像觉得神处处给他们为难。
On the contrary, they feel that oftentimes God gives them distress.
那当然，这个事实我们不否认不存在的。
Of course, we have to acknowledge that exists.
是有这种的情形。
Those conditions exist.
但是问题就是。
But the issue is,
他是神买赎的,
they are redeemed by God.
神名下的,
they are under the name of God.
神为什么不给他祝福?
Why does not God bless them?
神确实好像处处给他为难。
It's like God gives them so much hardship.
那这里面有两个问题我们也必须要抓牢。
And so there are two issues we have to understand about that.
第一，我们的神从来没有说他是只是赐福的神。
First of all, God never said he is only a God who will bless.
那他是说他是赐福的神。
He is a God who will bless.
但是他也是降祸的神。
But he also a God who will bring war.
问题就是看你站在哪里。
But the issue is where are you standing?
你站对了呢，神对你的就是祝福。
If you stood right to you, God is blessing.
你站错了，那你经历的当然就是神的神给的那个灾祸了。
Of course, if you did not stand correctly, then what you receive is the woe which God brings.
有的时候我们头脑就转不过来了。
Sometimes we just cannot think this out.
神为什么要赐祸？
Why does God give woe?
为什么神不赐福？
How come he does not bless?
虽然我们唱起诗歌来的时候，我们会这样说。
Even though when we sing hymns, we can say this.
不论是福是祸。
Whether blessing or woe.
只要是出于你，我都顺服。
If it's from you, I will submit.
但是真正碰到祸的时候，我们就说不出口了。
But when truly those woes come, we cannot say that.
我们就一直在那里说。
We can only say that.
神啊，为什么你没有祝福？
God, why is it you do not bless me?
神啊，你为什么就是叫我有难处？
God, why do you give me just hardship?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们必须要看。
We must see.
虽然这里话说的那么严肃。
Though the words are so severe here.
无论他们往何处去。
Wherever they went.
神都用灾祸攻击他们。
God used his hand for evil against them.
使他们极其困苦。
So that they would be sorrowful.
那为什么神这样做？
Why did God do that?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们必须要看见。
We must see.
神这样做。
God did this.
对神来说。
To God.
是不得已的。
He does not mean it.
你说神谁是神嘛？
You say God is God.
他有什么不得已呢？
How come he cannot but do that?
他如果有不得已的话，他还能算是神吗？
If he cannot help it, can he still be considered God?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
如果你做个父母的，
if you're a parent,
你会更多的体会的这一点。
You'll understand this a bit more.
当你责备在这里不能打孩子，但是你总会对孩子一些事情有责备的。
Here you cannot spank your children, but you must discipline them.
有比较严厉的一些管教啊。
And there are some harder disciplines.
当做父母在那里管教孩子的时候。
And when the parents are disciplining the children.
我们做过父母的都知道。
As parents, we all know.
你管教孩子不是很开心的。
It is not joyful for us to discipline our children.
你是很痛心的。
And we are very hurt.
弟兄姊妹，如果
，But brothers and sisters，
我们能从我们自己切身的经历，回过来看神手中所做的
，If we can use our own personal experience to reflect the hand，
我们了解
the work of God's hand， then we know
为什么他们到什么地方去
？Why is it then we understand wherever they went， the hand of the Lord dealt with them for evil？
我们看到底下就
，When we read on，
更清楚知道
，We see even more clearly。
就是不看底下，我们也知道。
Even if we don't read on， we can still understand。
神要让他们在困苦的里面。心灵苏醒。
God wants their spirit to be awakened in their distress.
会回转来到神的面前。
So that they will repent and return to God.
重新站在对的地位来寻求神。
That once again they can stand in the right position to seek after God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们不能不感谢我们的主。
We must be thankful to our Lord.
虽然神有些时候是伸出手来给我们的管教
even though,
好像那个时候下得很重
even though at times when God extends his hand to deal with us it seems like his hand of discipline is very heavy
但是从心里面所想的
but in his heart
乃是盼望我们在管教中苏醒而回转到神的面前
it is hoping that we will be awakened quickened and returned to him in our discipline
我们实在看见。
Indeed, we see.
在我们个人的经历上面，能体会。
In our personal experience, we can understand.
从史诗记的那个历史里边，也给我们。
In the history through the book of Judges, we can also understand.
神总是忍耐背弃他的人。
God is patient to forsake his people.
一直忍耐到底线的时候。
Until it hits the borderline.
神不能再容让的时候。
That when God cannot forbear anymore.
神才出手来管教。
Then God will intervene, extend his hand to Discipline.
所以我们常常说
That's why we often say
神如果管教我们不是神喜欢管教我们
That God disciplines us not because he is pleased to discipline us
是我们把神逼到一个地步他没有办法不伸手来管教我们
But we have forced God to such a point that he must discipline us
我们从四世纪里边看得很清楚
From the book of Judges we can see very clearly
所以弟兄姊妹们你看到
So brothers and sisters we can see
十五节最末了就是说
At the end of verse 15 And they were greatly distressed
那在极其困苦的时候
In their great distress What happened?
十六节
Verse 16
耶和华就兴起士师来
Nevertheless the Lord raised up judges
救他们
which deliver them
脱离抢夺他们人的手
out of the hands of those that spoil them
哦弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
这就是父的心
that is the heart of the father
这就是我们神的心
that is the heart of our God
巴不得我们读士师记的时候
when we read the book of judges
不是只看见神严厉的那一面
may we not only see the righteous side of God
我们必须看见
but we must also see
当神的严厉显出来的时候
when his righteousness is manifested
隐藏在他的严厉里面的他的关怀和纪念
even when his righteousness is manifested we have to see the underlying care and remembrance with that
弟兄姊妹们在撒加利亚书上面有两句话很宝贝。
Brothers and sisters, in the book of Zechariah, there are two verses very precious.
说出神和他的子民的那一种关系。
It speaks of the relationship between him and his people.
神的子民走迷了。
When his people go astray,
神就把他们牵引回来。
God leads them back.
怎么把他们牵引回来呢
？How does God guide them back?
那上面的话是什么
？And the words say.
神就用慈神爱硕把他们牵引。
God used his loving cords that will return, have them return.
绳子绑起来的时候还叫做慈吗
？Now when you say you are bound with his loving cords, bound with cords, would that be still kind?
用那个大硕把它捆绑起来了，还叫做爱吗
？Now when you use those big cords to bind them, is it still love?
人做的。神说就是神说
That is what God says, and that's what it is said.
一动神说就不看不见慈和爱
And so, when God acts, we cannot see the loving kindness and the mercy.
感谢神
But we thank God.
神的手一伸出来
When God extends his hand.
如果是慈爱的手，当然没有什么难处
Of course, if it's a tender hand, there's no difficulty.
就是严厉的手
Even if it's a hand that's very severe,
神的慈爱也隐藏在其中。
God's loving kindness is still hidden amongst that. We thank the Lord.
四世纪虽然是神的子民顶撞神到了很深很厉害的。
In the book of Judges, even though the people have rebelled against God very greatly and very severely,
但是没有叫神的慈神爱硕看不见。
But yet we can still see His loving cords of love.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
巴不得四世纪在现在这个时代给我们更多看见今天我们所需要的光。
May from the generation of the judges we can see even the light which we so need today.
我想我今天晚上和弟兄姊妹就交通到这。
I think I'll end my sharing here today with brothers and sisters.